This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The first in the nation primary state just got its first visit from an Obama administration alum who may want to challenge Trump.
There are some assumptions about why I'm here in New Hampshire.
Eric Holder told a crowd of business leaders and activists on the campus of St. Anselm University in New Hampshire today that his announcement about 2020 will come in the early part of 2019.
What I've said about the presidency is that there's something that I'm considering.
Holder was the first African-American attorney general and also the first attorney general to be held in contempt of Congress when he didn't cooperate with their Fast and Furious investigation. He would also be a first-time candidate.
Not a career politician. Never run for elected office.
The recently released Comey memos featured the former FBI director's criticism of both Holder and Obama for becoming too friendly with each other. That's something President Trump, who says he regrets hiring the current attorney general, actually admired in December when he told the New York Times, quote, Holder protected President Obama, totally protected him. When you look at the things that they did and Holder protected the president, and I have great respect for that, I'll be honest, that appearance of closeness will be critical.
He's not a household name to a lot of Democratic voters across the country. So that's one of his biggest challenges. But, you know, he's going to try to ride this Obama wave. There's a lot of nostalgia for former President Obama. That's the play that Holder is capitalizing on.
But Holder says he only wants to make that play if he could win.
Can you beat Donald Trump?
Two guys from Queens. That'd be interesting. That'd be interesting. You know, New Yorkers know how to talk to other New Yorkers.
Democratic primary voters in New Hampshire overwhelmingly went for Bernie Sanders in 2016, and now Eric Holder is on their radar, but he's just one of about two dozen Democrats, including Sanders, who are believed to want to at least research a run in 2020.
I got two words for Eric Holder. Negro, please. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. What could this man possibly think? What could make him possibly think that he's going to be able to run for president? I mean, first of all, Holder is the least likable guy of the Democrats. Seriously. Cory Booker is more likable than Eric Holder. If you want to get a hold of us, 844-551-8255. If you want to get a hold of us electronically, otherwise, you can get a hold of us at kjradio.com. Cory Booker's more likable than Eric Holder. Kamala Harris is more likable than Eric Holder. The Lucifer is more likable than Eric Holder. Look at this guy be thinking. You know, well, he's trying to be all magnanimous about, maybe we got to make a run for the president. It would be a really good, tough race with me and Donald Trump, two guys from Queens. Yeah, here's what Eric Holder's been saying about the Kavanaugh stuff. It's not fair to have an FBI investigation done of the allegation. It's not fair, in quotations. He says, could be done in a week. Grassley and Hatch demanded one of Anita Hill charges. What's the rush? Meaning, what's the rush to get Kavanaugh appointed? It was demanded of Anita Hill. As one of there's a lady that commented in the thing that we talked about earlier, the CNN panel, and they said, Anita Hill was accusing Clarence Thomas of stuff as an adult. In the work leading up to his, you know, confirmation. Not, by the way, nothing I believe, and I don't even care. He talked about a pubic hair on the top of his Coke can. Long dong silver. Really? Ladies, let me tell you something. The secret is out. We guys know. You talk about sex. You talk about genitals, you talk about all kinds of stuff that everybody else talks about, including guys, and I'll be honest with you. I used to think that that boys' locker room talk was like, the stuff I've heard women say makes stuff that I heard in the locker room look benign. The Pope could have been in our conversations compared to what women talk about. Oh my gosh. Guys, let me tell you something. Women will talk about the size of men's genitals, you know, all kinds of crazy stuff. Guys, we don't sit around going, oh, yeah, let me talk about the size of a woman's genitals. Oh, you talk about breasts? Sure. They're right out there. So do women. Women talk about women's breasts it geometrically more than men. I promise you they do. I wish mine were more this, and why can't they be more direct? One's bigger than the other one. I don't like the way they droop. Hers are way too far. The fake ones. You like the fake ones? I don't like it when there's too big of a gap in between them. Oh, you need to have a better surgeon. Are you kidding me? The level of conversations that go on about a woman's breast for us guys, which we are obsessed with them, it pales in comparison to what women do. Pales. I'm talking not even close. And the time it took for me to have this conversation about women's breasts and for you guys to validate what I'm saying, 50 million women were talking about their own breast. I'm just telling you. You ain't fooling me, ladies. You might fool your friends, but you don't fool this brother. It's not fair. Let me tell you something. This woman, I don't even need to go into that. Because Holder talking about fairness, the guy who's been held in contempt of Congress and bringing up Anita Hill and talking about an allegation that happened to a dude when he was 17 years old. This is a dude who held people at his college by gunpoint, and he became the Attorney General of the United States. What kind of crazy country do we live in? With respect to this, he says, he's got another tweet. Withhold 90% of relevant documents, no FBI inquiry of sexual assault allegation, an unnecessarily rushed vote. Get this, and he says, the legitimacy of the Supreme Court will be put into question. This is pernicious and way more important than a political, quote, victory. Hey, Eric Holder, I have something to say to you, my friend. We won, you lost. Barack Obama said, that's what elections are for. So it is a political, quote, victory for us to put a staunch conservative on the court and to heck with you. And let me tell you something. Holder can front. He can pretend. He can try to make people believe that he's a presidential candidate or whatever. Let me tell you what Holder is. He is scrambling behind the scenes with the rest of his crooks. He's trying to figure out how to keep himself out of prison. Because once the veil of invincibility falls on these Democrats, it will fall on the entire swath of them. Not just one. All of them are going to go down. I know you people are naysayers. Oh, come on, Kevin, you've been talking about this. In political times era, this is a minuscule amount of time to make something happen. Because what they're doing, what Donald Trump and team are doing, is they're making sure it is foolproof 100%. And when it's done, it's going to crater the Democratic Party. We'll be back, folks. This is Kevin Jackson.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs. And it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
You want a sign? How about this? Democrat senator cancels fundraiser with Kavanaugh's attorneys. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. You want a sign? Democrats know, repeat, know that they have screwed up? I just gave it to you. Democrat senator cancels fundraiser with Kavanaugh's attorneys. Oh, yeah. Yeah, this story comes from Fox News. Wisconsin Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin's campaign on Thursday invited supporters to a fundraiser next month with the two attorneys representing Kavanaugh accuser Christine Blasey Ford, according to an invitation that was obtained by Fox News. Only to abruptly cancel those plans after they became public. Now, let me tell you something. This is as good as it gets. The Democrats are never going to tell you, we screwed up. If you wait for those words to come out of a mouth of a Democrat, that they admit to everything that they do, their destructive behaviors, you will be waiting a long time. It's just not going to happen. That's as close as it gets. They cancel the two attorneys. Now, what they're doing is they're saying what this Wisconsin Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin's campaign is signaling to the world is we want to distance ourselves from this nonsense. Now, I'm going to play a clip for you in a minute. Maybe not this segment, because but it was a focus group that CNN did, a panel discussion of women. And what's interesting about this panel is it's mostly minority women. And they were asked about Kavanaugh and the allegations, these accusations against him. So we'll go into that in just a bit, because I want to cover this sign. See, what I want you to understand is the Democrats, and I predicted it, have gone noticeably crazy. See, you can bury some of your crazy if you say, well, in immigration, oh, we just care about the people. We care about the kids. People go, oh, they care about the kids. Forget the fact that if you cared about the kids, you wouldn't want their parents shipping them over 1,000 miles with a bunch of coyotes and sex traffickers, giving their young daughters condoms so they don't get pregnant on the trip. I mean, really? If you cared about the kids, you might want to start at the origin. Same thing I say about them when we talk about the caring about the kids in America. They care about the kids after they've shot and killed you or raped your daughters or killed your sons. They don't care about them at the family, you know, at that level. No, Democrats only care after the fact, after they created the problem. They create hey, come to the border. Come to America. We'll take you in. Send your kids thousands of miles with these coyotes and sex traffickers so that we can deal with the problem at the border. That's the logic of a Democrat. But let me tell you, you can't cover up some of these other things that the Democrats are doing. You can't cover up the witch hunt any longer of Donald Trump. See, the people are finally starting to believe this. See, I want you to recall, I want you to go back to the first time you heard Donald Trump say fake news. And I'm going to give you my my impression, because I don't want to give, you know, have you. You can think what you want. I just want to tell you what I thought. He said fake news. And I was like, yeah, I mean, it's fake news, but it may be, you know, you're probably taking it a little bit far, Donald. And he kept saying, the fake news is saying this about me and the fake news. And I remember thinking, is it really fake? They were talking, oh, he's got a huge ego. No, he'll come unhinged. Watch him when he pushes the button. And his businesses failed this many times and this, that, and the other. And we would do research. And, of course, his businesses did file for bankruptcy. Donald Trump never did. And then as we did more research and started understanding what he was, I was like, wow, they're really just giving you the surface level and not allowing you to really get to know the man. I'm not saying it made him a choir boy, but it certainly made him a lot less, you know, arrogant and, you know, is bad. I didn't feel as like they wanted me to feel about him any longer as we started to do more research. And so I started to go a little bit and go, yeah, it's fake news, fake news. And then when it finally hit on, you know, there was a point where I said, okay, he's just branding them. He doesn't really believe that they're necessarily fake news. But good branding on his part. I went through that evolution. And you know where I'm at now? I believe him 100%. These people create fake news. Now, I'd already been tipped off by Justice Thomas when he and I spent some time together. And Justice Thomas said to me, Kevin, I quit watching the news in 87 because I knew it was being made up. And I went, whoa. And then, because I started paying attention. But I'm telling you, Donald Trump really drove it home. And my suspicion is he's done it for you as well. The term fake news is as much in our lexicon as anything else. And I will even go a step further and tell you, as Republicans and conservatives, whatever you want to think of yourself, pragmatists like myself, the idea that Donald Trump could brand fake news, and I'm talking about make it stick, is absolutely phenomenal. It's something we've rarely been able to do. I can't recall anything that we've made stick that's a negative to the left. I can't recall anything. So what a concept. And so now we know it's fake news. And so here's what's happening with this Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin,
who's going to be in a very difficult race, and she's saying, I'm distancing myself from this Kavanaugh story and the fake news that comes with it. That's what she's saying. Two attorneys, Deborah Katz and Lisa Banks, have been in the news advocating on Ford's behalf and negotiating with Senate Republicans about whether Ford will testify on her allegations. The nominee, Kavanaugh, has denied sexually assaulting Ford in high school because it never happened. I'm telling you, it never happened. Here's what it said. Please join Deborah Katz and Lisa Banks and End Citizens United for cocktails and conversation with U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin to support her reelection campaign. But the Baldwin campaign told Fox News that Katz and Banks are no longer involved in the event. Now, this story would be a no big deal in the scheme of things. Senator in Wisconsin, whatever. Think of it any way you want. It's a big deal because what it's signaling to us is that what's really going on in the Democratic Party. The news can blow this up all they want. Oh, Kavanaugh. I mean, Ford wants the FBI to investigate. Then she'll come and talk and all that. This has become a laughingstock within the Democrat circles. And this lady, this senator, who knows her job is on the line, has said, I don't want any part of this. That's what you're seeing. That's huge. It's scheduled for October the 1st in DuPont Circle. They are no longer involved in the event. And you're going to watch a lot of this happen. Remember Michael Wolff, the belle of the ball, wrote Fire and Fury or Trump, whatever, the Trump book? What about Bob Woodward? You think he's going to get some more traction? They're distancing themselves, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I think it's horrible what the Democrats have done. It's a con game they play. They're really con artists. They're trying. And you know, they don't believe it themselves, okay?
President Trump in New York City today, speaking at the United Nations before his General Assembly speech, talking about Brett Kavanaugh, his Supreme Court nominee, and the Democrats. The president continued,
"They know he's a high-quality person. They don't believe him. It's just resist and obstruct. They're playing the con game, and they play it very well. They play it actually much better than the Republicans. They're lousy politicians."
Bill Cosby was sentenced on Tuesday to 3 to 10 years in state prison for drugging and sexually assaulting a woman over a decade ago. The judge also ruled that Cosby is a sexually violent predator, which means he must undergo lifetime counseling and report quarterly to authorities. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At Robert Half, we know finding the right employees is a job in itself, and it's a job we love. You see, Robert Half isn't just a staffing firm. We're people. People who believe in finding the right people to fit your company's needs. Because employees who are a good fit are more productive, more engaged. Finding a great candidate isn't easy. But at Robert Half, we know it's possible. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Senator Sheldon Whitehouse today, talking about Kavanaugh, said if we get the gavel, well, why should I speak for him? Here's what he said.
This is such bad practice that even if they were to ram this guy through, as soon as Democrats get gavels, we're going to want to get to the bottom of this.
The idea of Kavanaugh as a sitting Supreme Court justice, and you would open, I know you're not in the Senate, but the Senate would open an investigation into him as a sitting justice. Is that politically saleable?
Well, look, I think what Senator Whitehouse is saying is that we need to figure this out up front. We don't want a justice of the Supreme Court who is tainted by the question, did this justice commit attempted rape? If we can resolve that question before he gets a lifetime opponent, that's what we ought to do.
What happened to innocent until proven guilty, huh? Huh? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to KJRadio.com. Innocent until proven guilty. What a concept. If the left teaches anything, they teach us that concept of innocent until proven guilty is deader than disco when it comes to, dun, 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 men. Particularly white men. With leftist feminist hags, it's quite the opposite. Hillary Clinton was exonerated in advance. Anybody who accuses a man of wrongdoing is essentially given the benefit of the doubt. That is what they're trying to teach you. Listen, if a woman claims that she's been sexually abused, she must be believed. No, she doesn't. Since when? When you accuse somebody of something, you got to have evidence. You got to be able to back it up. You can't come up with, well, I was drunk, okay? So look, here it is. I was drunk. I don't quite understand. I mean, like, you know, everything isn't exactly clear, but here's what he did. Now, I don't remember the day. I don't remember the event. I don't remember who was there, what was there. Okay, great. And the Democrats go, I believe her. She's believable. How could you not believe this? Look, let me ask Democrats, how do you like putting a noose around your neck and pulling the own lever, your own lever, so you can kill yourself? How does that feel? Wow. And it only gets worse for them. I'm going to tell you, I've met people like Brett Kavanaugh. Organized, methodical, and at a very young age knew where they were going. I bet you know some people like that too. You're like, man, that kid is so together. You know, you go look in his closet, things are organized. My kids weren't. Well, one of them was. But the others, they weren't like that. You're always going, pick that up. Why you leave it there? Just go close the door. You know, you're always having to go in behind them. But they're kids. And you can spot them. You know they're going to go work in a lab. You know, they're going to be that person behind the scenes who is the detail person. I'll be honest, I'm not that person. I'm the idea, the concept guy. I need worker bees. I want introverts. I want people to go, I'm not going to waste my time and energy on personality. I'm gonna just be very methodical in what I do. These are the people that do DNA testing, blood analysis work, you know, detectives that can look at something for hours and be fascinated by it. You know, the ridges on a fingerprint or something. Now, I'm not that dude. I mean, I look at it for about 3 seconds and go, okay, so who are we going to get to look at this? You know, I'm not him. But Brett Kavanaugh, he strikes me as that kind of person. Because, look, in order to become a lawyer, you need to have some organizational skills and the ability to focus. Now, keep in mind, Barack Obama, Michelle Obama, Hillary Clinton, they became lawyers, but they were deadbeat, terrible lawyers. The good lawyers, I'm talking about the ones that you tell your problem to and they go, they got to be logical, consistent, meticulous to a fault. If you're going to be a good one, you know these people, methodical. Remind me of that the dude in the series Monk, you know, played by Tony Shalhoub. You look in his closet, he's got this, like, Mr. Monk, why are you wearing the same outfit from yesterday? He's like, no, I'm not. And you go to his closet, he's got, you know, 20 of the same suit and coat, 20 of the same shoes, 20 of the same, you know, belts. He wears the same outfit, but it's different. For him, it's different, but there's no thought. There are many people that do that. They go, I'm not putting any thought in the dress. I have a uniform. That's what I wear. ADD, very structured, very ordered. And let me tell you, you notice these kids very early, at a very early age, you go, man, that little kid there, he's going to be something, you know, like whatever. He's going to be an amazing accountant. I have an acquaintance who writes in her journal every single day. Just met on a plane, works for the State Department, you know, kept in touch here and there because, you know, she's got really interesting stories about Africa. But she says she's got a detailed, you know, thing that she puts in a journal every single day. And like her, there are a few very detail-oriented people who live among us. And detail is their nature. It isn't something that they were taught. I had to learn how to really detail. A friend of mine has one of the most organized pantries I've ever seen. Now, you may think that it's weird. I'm telling you, you haven't seen a pantry like this. You open up the pantry, you know, like you open up my pantry and there's all kinds of little boxes and this, that, and the other, and you see, you know, there's a cereal and there's the candy bars or whatever. Not with her. No. No. This lady's pantry, Bree, she's married to a buddy of mine I went to high school with, is everything in these bins so that bugs can't get in and labeled. I mean, it's something to behold, honestly. I ask her, I go, I can't even get in the head of somebody that did that. I mean, I got, you know, the little plastic bins. I have like 14 different vendors, you know, but Bree's got one vendor and I don't know if Bill, because Bill's pretty organized too, so maybe it's from Bill. But I'm just telling you, maybe he did it. Maybe I'm giving credit to his wife. But I'm telling you, it was amazing to look at. There are people like that. I'm not that type of person. But Judge Kavanaugh strikes me as that type of a detailed person. And maybe he is, because according to the New York Times, he kept a log of his activities. Dun, 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 dun. This calendar includes his basketball games, movie outings, football workouts, college interviews, and several parties that include names of friends other than those identified by Dr. Blasey. Kavanaugh's team reportedly plans to argue to the Senate Judiciary Committee that the calendars don't corroborate Ford's account of what happened based on the simple fact that he was not in town often that summer, and when he was in town, he focused on sports and academic activities as he prepared for college. He's got a log. Oh, no. No, Democrats, say it isn't so, because you've invested so much in Christine Blasey Ford, party girl. And this newest development, they write, comes after all four people who Ford claims were at the party have come out and either said they do not remember the party or have blatantly denied it. Now, while Blasey, at the time, only recalls being drunk and provides no detail, Judge Kavanaugh has a calendar. Party girl, potential justice of the Supreme Court. I give you party girl or potential justice of the Supreme Court. and here's the thing. They call her Professor Ford because they want her to be professorial. They wanted her to have some status when you talk about her. She's not just some party girl wanting to hang out with the older kids. No, she's Professor Ford. So what? She was, you know, easy, as they say back in the day. That doesn't matter. She's now Professor Ford. And he's the lecherous sexual abuser. Yeah. Frankly, I'm 100% sure that Blasey Ford is a liar. I'll go out and say it. I know a lot of political pundits. Oh, Kevin, let's give it the benefit of the doubt. Democrats want to sell you on the woman must be believed under any circumstances. Well, any man who's been in more than a few relationships has likely met that woman. You know, the one that will poison your food given the chance. The woman who will claim you hit her while she's punching herself in the face and calling 911 at the same time. You know who I'm talking about? So the idea that women must always be believed is pure and utter nonsense. And guess what, fellas? Even women know this. See, they know that woman that I just described to you, that crazy witch. They have a friend like her that they go, ooh, man, I hope nobody dates Susan. What happens when this evidence proves again that Blasey Ford is a liar? What are Democrats going to do? What are they going to say to us then? Well, we have the answer. Because they've already got the second person that they say, if you don't want to believe our first drunk, here's the second drunk, Deborah Ramirez. And I'm going to talk about her in a bit. I'm not quite done with this calendar issue because I really want to see Judge Kavanaugh's calendar with, in comparison to the drunk lady that goes, well, I'm not really sure when it happened or how it happened or whatever. I just know that 30 years later in a session, I feel like I need to get some help.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Do you think that settles this part of it, if you will, Julie? I don't think it settles it in terms of the political debate around it, but I do think that it hits on a really important element of this whole conversation. You know, yes, we are talking about a Supreme Court nomination. We are talking about a major political fight, but we're also talking about a woman who is grappling with what to do about a sexual misconduct allegation, and whether she should be out there publicly or not. And that's an incredibly sensitive, incredibly emotional decision to make. And for people to be sort of casting doubt on the timing of this, or to be sort of rendering judgment on how she proceeded, I think is probably pretty inappropriate. This is again, while we are in a big political moment, this is ultimately a really personal decision for this woman.
Everything she just said is hogwash. Welcome back, Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. It's a personal decision. Oh, my gosh, she's so brave. Oh, what are we going to do? Let's not challenge her. Let's just believe a 36-year allegation about something at the time when a man is about to be given his highest honor. Let's believe it automatically. You can buy it. I'm not buying it. I'm not teaching it to my sons. I'm not going to be one of these guys that, I'm going to follow the politically correct thing to do and say that the woman is right. Let me tell you something. Women, you are human beings like men. You are as scandalous, you are as scurrilous as any man I've ever met. I'm talking about leftist women, not you conservative women. No, you ladies, I love you. These other ones, don't trust them as far as you can throw them. They will do anything. If you see Snapped, watch that show Snapped, where women kill their husbands or, you know, plot the deaths of their friends and things like that. You are looking at feminist. You are looking at leftist, progressive, Democrat, feminist, call it whatever you want. I call them plutopians. But that's who you're looking at. They will crush you in a second. So don't believe it. Don't believe the hype. Don't, this idea that we have to automatically believe women. If we start buying into that now, what do you think is going to happen to us in the long run? Men, you are toast. It means men cannot be believed. You know what it is? It's like the Muslim countries where the man is automatically believed over the woman unless there are two or more women who can corroborate it. Is that what you want, guys? Because that's where we're headed. And you know what? You can look at it any way you want. That's the simplest way to put it, is they want a matriarchal society where two guys, it takes two or more guys to be to equate. What are they looking for right now? They're looking for somebody, some other person, to come out and say, that didn't happen. It isn't good enough that Kavanaugh goes, it didn't happen. Now, it turns out he may have his calendar, as we talked about earlier, and that may refute all of this. But guess what the Democrats do? Well, we know Christine Blasey Ford is a liar. So now let's look at what else we can do. Obvious lies. So they trot out a second Kavanaugh accuser. By the way, another drunk. Right? I mean, they want to give America a roofie. Right? They can slip us a roofie with this unbelievable Kavanaugh's a sexual predator story. And this time they pull out a Latina, Deborah Ramirez, who studied sociology and psychology at Yale. She says this incident occurred in the 83-84 school year. 83-84. So we've gone from, 1982 or 1980-81, whatever, still over 20-plus years ago. What is it? We're in 2018. So 24, 25 years ago, we're talking about some. Wait, I'm wrong. What are we talking about here? That's 17. Yeah, over 30 years ago. So we're still talking about issues way back. And this is when Kavanaugh was a freshman in college. And according to the New Yorker, a report from Ronan Farrow and Jane Meyer, Ramirez was hesitant to go public with a claim. Get this. Because her memories, quote, contain gaps because she'd been drinking at the time of the incident. Let me tell you something. Talk about a euphemism. If I've been drinking, you know, let's say I'm having a wine at a cocktail party and you say, Kevin, recount for me what happened. I don't have any gaps. When you have gaps, you haven't been drinking. You are sloshed. You are drunk beyond belief. And they say her drinking was her hesitancy. It just made me curious. Who are they going to choose next to accuse Kavanaugh? Chelsea Handler? Or is it going to be some other feminist drunk? I mean, Kavanaugh had to rifle through his boxes of material in order to find his calendar to fight this leftist nonsense. And the good news is I bet his boxes were completely uniform, labeled, and hermetically sealed because he appears to be that kind of guy. But I say to the Democrats, you better be careful. Because Kavanaugh is showing you he keeps his records and he has his facts straight, and you aren't hearing about him being drunk. And you're not hearing him go, you know, God, during that period, it was a bad period of my life. I was drunk and disorderly. Quite the difference. These women's stories are falling apart because they, let me tell you what happens when it falls apart. It's because you're lying. You don't have a story. There's no story to tell because it didn't happen. You're just making things up. And here's what's good about the people that look at this stuff. They go, no, that's not what you said last time. You said it was four boys and two girls. Now you're saying it's three boys and two girls. Now you're saying you were the only girl. Well, when it's a repressed memory, different things come into your brain. No, when it's a lie, let's just say what it is. It's a lie. See, what leftists want us to believe is anybody that Brett Kavanaugh came into contact with prior to becoming a successful man, that person is fair game to accuse him of sexual abuse or sexual assault. Women whom he may have opened the door for, smiled at while he was passing in the hall. Who knows? But Ramirez says he did more than that. She claims Kavanaugh exposed himself to her at a college party where they had both been drinking. No, Ramirez, you weren't just drinking. You were sloshed. And in your own words, your memory has holes. Yeah. So to be more specific, as lying Democrat women have learned to be since Ford's ambiguous lies, Ramirez says Kavanaugh thrust his penis in her face. Next, he supposedly caused her to touch it without her consent as she pushed him away. She has vivid memories of this part, but there are holes in the rest of the story. I love this part of the claim, though. Here's what she said. This is where the police would tell you, a little too much embellishment. She says this. God, this is too funny. It's hard to say it without laughing. I wasn't going to touch a penis until I was married. I was embarrassed and ashamed and humiliated. She has to tell us that I was going to go nowhere near a penis until I was married. And here he was with his penis in my face. This is too funny. If it weren't so crazy, it would be funny. And here's what she said. Brett was laughing. I can still see his face and his hips coming forward like when you pull up your pants. Okay. So here was my question when I heard this newest angle to the story. I said, well, where were the other party goers in this little made-up melodrama? Where were they? Was it again one of these situations where Brett and a redacted source followed her to the bathroom, you know, while she was sloshed and then pinned her down and then Brett put his penis in her face? I mean, it's so laughable. Look, if I was Brett Kavanaugh, I would... You don't want me to... Don't nominate me for the Supreme Court. Because I would be like... Well, first of all, I don't recall that incident because it didn't happen. But, you know, I would literally go... But if I did, she was probably putting dollar bills in my G-string because that's how much she dug a brother. You know, I would say something like that because I would not let them get away with it. I'm going to... Look, you'd have to eat this. You'd have to eat this story with me. There's nobody else in this little melodrama because in this latest Stop Kavanaugh scenario, Democrats learn don't bring other people into the story because it'll prove the storyteller to be a vicious and very poor liar. And then Senator Hirono said this. This is another serious, credible, and disturbing allegation against Brett Kavanaugh. It should be fully investigated. It's not a serious allegation, and it should not be investigated, and it will not be investigated. But if Ramirez wants to provide some specifics, my team will look into it because here's what we have. Here's the way we see it. A drunk co-ed attended a party and admits to having holes in her story. Case closed. Nothing to review. But I want to see this dust off of, you know, who's next after her. Who's it going to be? Maybe it'll be one of the over 80 people who accused Harvey Weinstein, the father of the Me Too movement.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.